John 3:16 is perhaps the most memorized and quoted verse in all the Bible. Let's say it together right now. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. A 26-word parade of hope beginning with God, ending with life, and urging us to do the same. Brief enough to write on a napkin or memorize in a moment, yet solid enough to weather 2,000 years of storms and questions. If you know nothing of the Bible, start here. If you know everything in the Bible, return here. We all need the reminder. The heart of the human problem is the heart of the human, and God's treatment is prescribed in John 3:16.
Thank you.
Yes, we turn to the Lord right here, right now. He loves, He gives, we believe, and we live.
My God made a way for me. Yes, He did.
Salvation is here.
Salvation is here.
Salvation is here. And
salvation is here.
Salvation is here.
Yes, He is.
Salvation belongs to our God. I know, because He saved me. And God will be salvation to you too. Those are His arms you feel. Trust Him. That is His voice you hear. Believe Him. Allow the only decision maker in the universe to comfort you. Life at times appears to fall to pieces. seems irreparable, but it's going to be okay. How can you know? Because God so loved the world. And since He has no needs, you cannot tire Him. Since He is without age, you cannot lose Him. Since He has no sin, you cannot corrupt Him. If God can make a billion galaxies, can He make good out of our bad and sense out of our faltering lives? Of course He can. He's God. He not only flies the plane, but He knows the passengers, and He has a special place for those who are sick and ready to get home. Though God is the Father of all humanity, Jesus alone is the monogenetic Son of God, because only Christ has God's genes or genetic makeup. The familiar translation, only begotten Son, conveys this truth. When parents beget or conceive a child, they transfer their DNA to the newborn. Jesus shares God's DNA. Jesus isn't begotten in the sense that he began, but in the sense that he and God have the same essence, eternal lifespan, unending wisdom, and tireless energy. Every quality we attribute to God, we can attribute to Jesus. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father, Jesus claimed, and the epistle to the Hebrews concurs. He is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his nature.
We want to see more than we're seeing of a God who calls us his own. We tremble to stand in his presence, but you make him known. Once we were lost in our darkness, but you came and you gave us your life. Jesus, you are the only one and only. Jesus, you show us the Father in his glory. Oh, Jesus, you are the only one and only Son of God. Reveal all you will of his goodness, for we long to have him come near. But you are so gentle and humble, and you make him clear. You left the throne for our weakness, and now we can't resist who you are. Jesus, you are the only one and only. Oh, Jesus, you show us the Father in his glory. Jesus, you are the only one and only Son of God. You are the only way, yours is the only story. You are the only name, yours is the only glory. You are the only way, yours is the only story. You are the only name, yours is the only glory. You are the only way, yours is the only story. You are the only name, yours is the only glory. You are the only way, yours is the only story. You are the only name, yours is the only glory. Oh, Jesus, you're the only one and only. Jesus, you show us the Father in his glory. Jesus, you are the only one and only Son. Jesus, you are the only one. Whoa, Jesus, you are the only one and only Son of God. Only you. Son of God.
We worship the one and only Son of God. Jesus knows the dimension of God's throne room, the fragrance of his incense, the favorite songs of the unceasing choir. He has a unique, one-of-a-kind, unrivaled knowledge of God and wants to share his knowledge with you. It was Jesus who said, "No one really knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Jesus doesn't boast in his knowledge, he shares it. He doesn't gloat, he gives. He doesn't revel, he reveals. He reveals to us the secrets of eternity. And he shares them, not just with the top brass or the purebred, but with the hungry and needy. In the very next line of Scripture, Jesus invites, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls."
Some search for a piece of heaven in the cool blue ocean waves. Some search for a moment of happiness in the glow of a perfect day. Some may just catch a glimpse all too soon, it fades away and leaves us empty as before. When will we ever learn there is no perfect place that can give us what we're longing for? In Him is peace that passes understanding. In Him is a joy that knows no bounds, and we all can hold on to the promise that whosoever believes will find everything that they need in Him. In Him is a living fountain that we can drink and never thirst. In Him there is full forgiveness for this bound and burdened world. Sometimes we catch a glimpse just beyond heaven's door, and it all seems so clear. Our hope of glory is that we can know Him as He is, source of light and of love and of love. In Him is peace that passes understanding. In Him is a joy that knows no bounds, and we upon the promise that whosoever